me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Shaya. Shaya was taking a long trip. Shaya was driving from New York all the way to Chicago in one day. That's a lot of miles of driving. So Shaya had a good strategy. He would take breaks along the way. That helped him focus better when he was driving. Sometimes he took a break and got out of the car and did a little exercise, like some jumping jacks. And a different time he stopped to fill the car up with gas. And then he was driving some more and he was ready for a snack. And he saw that on the side of the highway, there was a quaint looking cute cafe. I'm gonna stop there. The lighting looked very nice. That was coming out from the windows. And so Shaya pulled in with his car and walked into the cafe. A cup of coffee and a piece of cake will be so yummy. When he walked into the cafe, he noticed the beautiful decor. That means that it was set up really nicely with pictures on the wall. There was actually somebody playing the piano. There were couches and rugs. It's what we call ambiance. It just felt so nice and so different from fast food joints that you usually would find on the side of a highway when you're traveling or when you stop to buy a snack at a gas station. Ooh, I bet their coffee and cake is delicious. He walked up to the counter and he said, "Hi," to the barista. "I'd like a cup of coffee and a piece of cake, please." And they said, "Sure." And then Shaya noticed that there was a menu on the counter and he thought he was reading it wrong. So he picked up the menu and held it really close to his eyes. And then he moved it really far away from his eyes. And then he moved it close. And then he moved it far away. He said, "What? Can this be? Can a simple cup of coffee cost $22 and a slice of cake? It says here $35. He was so shocked. His eyes went boing. "Excuse me," Shaya asked the barista. Is there a mistake on this menu? These prices seem quite expensive and excessive." The barista smiled. "Oh, no, no. These prices are the prices. You see, when you come to our cafe, you're not just paying for the food, sir. You're paying for the ambiance. This isn't your average roadside cafe. We pride ourselves on our unique atmosphere, on the beautiful music that you get to hear, this lovely dim lighting, the comfy couches and rugs, and if I may say so myself, the quality service." Shaya's jaw dropped. He couldn't believe that he was going to pay so much for a cup of coffee and a piece of cake. But he looked around and really, the cafe truly, truly was charming and relaxing. And the seating looked so comfortable. What a nice environment. He thought to himself, "I guess I could call it a luxury tax. And I'll pay." And he said to the barista, "Okay, please fill my order." As he waited for his order, he couldn't help but notice that there was a table up front where a few young people were eating full meals. He walked in a little bit closer and he realized that they weren't just full meals. They were actually lavish, fancy meals. Steak, fries, desserts were on the table. He was pretty shocked. So he spoke to the young people that were sitting at the table and said, "Excuse me, I hope it's okay that I'm asking. I'm just wondering, how in the world did people your age afford to buy a meal here? I mean, my coffee and cake were more than a meal usually costs me." "Oh," they said to Shia, "we are waiters here. We don't need to pay." "Here's how it works," they explained. "The owner is so pleased that we take such good care of the customers that the owner in turn takes great, great care of us. And we are told that we can eat whatever we want in this cafe for free." "Wow, that is fascinating," thought Shia. And the light bulb went off in Shia's head. He suddenly understood something in a new way. He thought, "just like the owner of this cafe takes such good care of the people that take care of the customers, it's the same way in the world. Hashem is the owner of the world. And when Hashem sees that we're taking good care of his customers, of his children, when we give money to people who don't have enough money to buy their own things, when we walk over to somebody who's sad and say, 'How can I help you?' when we call somebody on the phone to cheer them up, when we find a friend in school who's sitting alone and go and sit next to them, wow, it's just like the waiters at this cafe. Just like they get free food for taking such good care of the customers, Hashem will take such good care of us, giving us so many freebies, lots and lots of zechuyot, lots and lots of merits, as we usher in the new year. Wow, it's the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah now. We're in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is coming. I'm looking for so many zechuyot," thought Shia. And now this story just helped me understand how to get them. In addition to davening to Hashem, and in addition to thinking about the mistakes that I made and regretting them and doing better and giving tzedakah as one example, I need to help as many of Hashem's children as I can. What a great way to prepare for Yom Kippur. Shia walked up to the counter and with a big smile took his coffee, took the cake, sat down in the cafe, and enjoyed the coffee and the cake. After paying the bill, it was time to leave. And Shia thought, this was really worth every penny that I paid, because I learned such a wonderful lesson by stopping at this cafe. And it's worth paying a premium price, not only for a memorable experience that I had here, but for the lesson that I learned, that I need to be taking care of Hashem's children. I need to be taking care of other people and be on the lookout. So now, as I continue my drive to Chicago, I'm going to think about lots of ways that I can help my family when I get there, any people that are there, and anyone that needs help along the way. What a terrific way to help us think about preparing for Yom Kippur. Here are some bonus ideas for you to think about as ways that you can be helping around your house as well. You can offer to pair socks and fold laundry. You can set the table. You can help prepare snack bags for Yom Kippur. Let's remember, let's help the customers, and the owner will be so pleased, and so will we. I want to wish you all a meaningful preparation for a most special and holiest day of the year. Shana Tova, Gemar Chatima Tova.